Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not bait and switch, people. This is not breaking news. Our nonsense. And it's a good time to have a little nonsense, because everywhere I look, I see, man, that's a serious sports topic. Everywhere I look, it's serious, 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 serious. Let's have a little bit of fun with these stupid lists. And leave it to Joe Fortenbaugh for just teeing up the entire day with as bad of a list as a host could put forward. I mean, Joe Fortenbaugh's list doesn't even really work in Ann Arbor, much less here in the Bay Area. Let's start, though, with Joe's list, shall we? Joe has, and I'll go from 10 to 1, Joe went with Ricky Henderson, Steve Young, Kerry Walsh Jennings, Steph Curry, Terrell Owens, Barry Bonds, Jerry Rice, Andre Ward, Deion Sanders, and Charles Woodson. Okay. Ricky's legit. If you want Steve on your list, that's cool too. Kerry Walsh Jennings was born in Santa Clara, but she never competed for the Bay Area. She might be from here. So now if you're saying, give me a well-decorated Olympian, Mark Spitz is a much better decorated Olympian.
Michael Phelps.
Than Kerry Walsh. But Michael Phelps is not from here.
I think he went to Stanford, though. If that's the game we're playing, like, you had a stint here.
Yeah, okay. Steph Curry coming in at number 7. We'll talk about that in a minute. He's got T.O. Again, I don't have him on my list, but I'm not going to tell you he doesn't belong on the list. That's how good he was. He's got Bonds, Jerry Rice, Andre Ward, a spectacular boxer, but you could sit down to tell the entire accurate story of Bay Area history and not use his name once, and you'd still nail it, with all due respect to Andre Ward. Deion Sanders, okay. Now, if you're talking about two-sport athletes who had a cup of coffee here in the Bay Area, Bo Jackson. You know, well, I guess that was more Oakland. But, okay, you want to have Deion on the list? I didn't think about that. He's got Charles Woodson as the single greatest Bay Area athlete of all time. So Charles Woodson won a Heisman Trophy. Again, if you're looking for a guy who won a Heisman and then won in the Bay Area, there were plenty of athletes from Stanford, from Cal, who have done that and gone on to win things in the Bay Area. Charles Woodson never won jack with the Raiders. I don't even know how many winning seasons they had with him. And I'll tell you this, Charles Woodson had a better run with the Green Bay Packers.
If we're being totally honest, no one in the Bay Area who didn't have a season ticket package to go see the Raiders saw Charles Woodson the first time around, because all their games were blacked out.
If you want to have Charles Woodson on your list, that's fine. But to have him number one is absurd. And I just have to say this, too. If Joe Montana is not on your list of 10 greatest athletes of all time, you spend way too much time thinking about this. Like, you're trying way too hard to excuse Joe Montana from the list. Is like, thanks for coming. Get the hell out of here. You can't, wait, what? Okay, so then we go to Bontes, shall we? Go ahead, Ray. Do you have any criticism?
No, I was going to say, if you wanted a Heisman Trophy winner who won with the Raiders, Jim Plunkett.
Right. Yeah. Rookie of the year.
Now, and I, at Stanford.
Yeah, he's well, never mind. It's Joe gets to have what he wants. He wants us to argue about his list. We did it. Man.
The only salvation that Joe Fortenbaugh has is a literal interpretation of said question. At which case, again, the list doesn't quite follow the logical bouncing ball. If he was really, truly trying to answer who is the greater actual physical attribute of athlete, if that is the list that he was constructing, you have to have Marquise Goodwin on the list. Man had world-class track speed. If you're looking for people who can do it, wasn't Tim Brown like the anchor of a U.S. bobsled team for a minute? Like, it just doesn't make much sense. Let's go to Bonte's list, and we'll go from 10 to 1 in Bonte's list. He's got Willie McCovey, Reggie Jackson, Rick Barry, Willie Mays, Ronnie Lott, Ricky Henderson, Barry Bonds, Steph Curry, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. We have an awful lot of crossover on our list.
Yeah, me too.
An awful lot of crossover. Without any further ado, here's mine. Wow.
That's
King
awful.
Friday's here.
God, better. Yeah.
I thought my reach is here at number 10. I've got two maybe reaches on my list, but I put them there because to me, you either have to be a son of the city or you have to be someone who totally delivered on the promise. At number 10, I have Kevin Durant.
Okay.
At number 3 years, three finals appearances, two titles with back-to-back finals MVPs. It's a shame he didn't stay longer. Had he stayed longer, he could have climbed way up on this list, maybe even into the top five. But he cut out at the wrong time. But the man delivered on the promise, so I'll put him at 10. Number 9, I've got Bill Russell. Back-to-back titles at USF. He's from the Bay Area. USF has never been heard of since he's left. They haven't mattered a day in the history of its own sport since he left. And when he was there, they were back-to-back champions. He would go on to have an above-average NBA career is a good way to describe Bill Russell. At number 8, Rick Barry. One of the greatest all-around players in the NBA, and he did wear the crown of greatest Golden State Warrior until we get to you-know-who a little bit later on my list. At number 7, I have Willie McCovey. Why do I have Willie McCovey? It's because I'm a student of history. And I do know this, that of all the beloved San Francisco Giants, he is the most. The most beloved. Willie McCovey was the very first San Francisco Giant star. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's a body of water. What more do you need to say that Willie McCovey belongs on the list? He's a body of water in this town. My other controversial, yet I'm still defending it, addition to this list, O.J. Simpson at number 6. A true son of San Francisco, Galileo stud, legend, Heisman Trophy winner, and one of the greatest of all time. And then he would go on to become another story, which when we sit down to tell the story of the 20th century, he cannot be omitted. Not only did he have one of the more fascinating sports careers, he transitioned to entertainment, and then he changed entertainment to ever when that Bronco ride invented reality television right in front of us. Call it societal contributions, if you will. At number 5, I got Ricky Henderson. He's the greatest leadoff hitter of all time, and he is Oakland down to the Sox. I mean, son of the Bay, if there ever was one. At number 5, Willie Mays. Look, he could be number 1. The only thing that he is truly guilty of is not playing in my lifetime, but he belongs on any credible top 10 list in Bay Area sports history, and that is a fact. At number 4, and the only reason why he's not higher is because we have an element of controversy attached to him, but Barry Bonds is number 4. He is baseball's all-time home run leader. If that were just where the story ended, even though he never won a championship in San Francisco, he'd be higher on the list. I got him at 4. At number 3, I do have Joe Montana, who is the gold standard with 0 spots on his record. At number 4, or excuse me, at number 2, I have Jerry Rice. He put wide receiver records out of reach. They remain out of reach, even though the sport has bent towards his records falling. They're still way comfortable. He is pound for pound the greatest football player of all time. No debate, no argument, full stop. Jerry Rice is the greatest football player, pound for pound, ever. At number one, even though his career is not over, I do not hesitate to tell you that Steph Curry is the greatest Bay Area athlete of all time. He took as big of a perennial joke in sports, did as much as he could to put them on the map, has represented himself in a way that is ultimate class, no controversy, great teammate, and more than anyone else, not only on my list, but who lives his lifetime with him. Steph Curry did more to change his sport than anyone has ever done to change their sport in my lifetime. Basketball will forever be played differently because of Steph Curry. Baseball will not be foreverly played differently because of Barry Bonds or Willie Mays or Willie McCovey. Bill Russell, Kevin Durant, they did not change the way basketball would be played, even though they were great. I did leave Wilt Chamberlain off the list. That was a tough one. I wrestled with that a little bit. He almost got the Kevin Durant spot because he's that prolific, but he wasn't here long enough and he didn't win titles. I feel good about my list. I think my list is something that you could put in a time capsule, open it 20 years from now, and not be embarrassed. I think you could say the same thing about Bonte. We cannot say the same thing about Joe Fortenbaugh's list. I'm sorry. So I feel good about my list. Would you? Any questions?
List. Yeah, it's a good list, Damon. The only issue that I have is it seems like you are saying, well, if you're born and raised here, I'm going to give you the, you know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and that's fine. But where's Tom Brady going? Right? Like, okay, O.J. Simpson, like if we're really being honest here, City College, all-time leading rusher there as well before going to USC. When he got traded to the 49ers, they traded two first-round draft picks for him. He was horrible. And he's the reason they had no first-round draft pick in 1979 when they had to go look for a quarterback in the third round named Joe Montana. So, I don't know. O.J. Simpson, I don't consider him necessarily because I know he wore the Niner colors, but he's not what I would consider a Bay Area athlete.
He's from San Francisco.
I know.
Tom Brady ain't from San Francisco. He's from around here. But
he's from San Mateo.
That ain't San Francisco. Never has been. Never will be.
This wasn't about San Francisco, though. It was about the Bay Area.
Right. But to me, being born in San Francisco, being a local legend before you go anywhere, win a Heisman. And then again, O.J. Simpson. Look, there's no doubt. I'm counting the murder as an attribute almost. I mean, he's that level of famous. I mean, there's never been no one on this list reinvented media. O.J. Simpson reinvented every show that you've watched since he stabbed his wife and that waiter to death. I mean, it's that big of an impact. You can't tell the story of the 20th century in sports without leaving O.J. Simpson in this. Look, I even told you. I waffled on it. I wanted to be a little different. I figured everyone else might have the same list, but I threw a couple curveballs on there. My curveballs are Durant and O.J. I think everyone else is. Really, there are eight names that I think have to be on everybody's list. You have to have Steph Curry, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson, Rick Barry, and Bill Russell on your list.
I don't have Bill Russell. I can't have. He played for the Celtics. He's a Celtic. He never played for any of the
professional
teams. Back to
back national championships.
I know.
USF. They've never won anything since he graduated.
Bill Cartwright was there. They had some decent years. Let's not sleep on
them. Won nothing.
He got the death penalty.
I'm just saying.
Casey Jones was also there. So it's not like Bill was by himself. You know, and don't sleep on Willie Woo Woo Wang, who the park is named after. That team was pretty loaded. And if you're going with that criteria, then where's Bob St. Clair? Like, where's the 51 Dons? This guy played for the Niners, is in the Hall of Fame. Local legend, like Mr. San Francisco, was the
Bob
mayor
St. Clair
of the city.
Would probably be better on this list than O.J. Simpson. You're right about that. I will give you that. I'm keeping Bill Russell, but I'll trade you Bob St. Clair for O.J. right now based on that argument.
Wait a minute. Who did St. Clair kill to make himself famous?
Not enough. He killed some steaks, though.
He ate red meat. He got the brisket. Your
barrier for greatness is trichinosis.
Not bad. So, Ray, what about my list? Do you like? Do you hate?
Tell me more. I have a couple of questions. One, I'm not sure how we're regarding Brady, because if we're saying college counts,
yeah,
then do high schools count? Because if high schools count, then I'm suggesting Jason Kidd.
I was going to say Jason Kidd. State to state,
I think the parameter of what we're talking about, you know, if it's just Bay Area athletes, period, I ask about Brady not because he's on my list, but because what did he do when he played here is sort of been the criteria that I've gone by. And Galileo was a very good high school team when Simpson played. I don't know if Sarah was dominant when Brady played, only because De La Salle was standing on everybody's chest then.
I just
have a lot of weird questions about, well, who's in and who's out based on when they were great and how long they were great. Because I think Brady's an interesting case for me.
So Ray, you went with if you're from here, because I did it the opposite way of both of you guys. I went like, how long did you play here? And that's why Reggie Jackson fell a little short. He had 10 years with the A's, 280, 290 home runs. Like, I can make the argument for Reggie Jackson. But I was like, I think of him more as a Yankee because a lot of his moments came then. Maybe because I'm a lot younger. Ray, you took it in the sense of, hey, if you're from here, then I gave you greatest Bay Area status.
Well, no, not just from, but performed here. I mean, Joe DiMaggio was
Martinez.
A great player in AAA baseball here. He was born here. I mean, he'd be one of those guys I'd think about. It just, if we have broad parameters, then O.J. Simpson, you know, for the fact that he's an antisocial maniac and now fully on or organically brain damaged, he probably does belong on the list.
So, like, let me throw a name at both of you guys. Does John Elway qualify? He played at Stanford. Like, I'm just curious, because I didn't have him on any of my lists, but that's something that one of my buddies had brought up. And he's like, well, if you're going to go that, then where's John Elway? I was like, I didn't even think about that. Yankees, obviously played for the Broncos. Like, come on, why doesn't he get any consideration? So would you guys consider him?
I think my tie goes to the runner is, when I close my eyes, what uniform do you wear?
Okay.
When I close my eyes, Tom Brady doesn't wear a single uniform that is associated with the Bay Area as far as I'm concerned. He's in a Patriot uniform or a Michigan uniform. And be honest, you didn't even hear about Tom Brady until he got to New England. So whatever legend there was didn't begin here. It began there.
So I was going to
from here. But there was no legend of Tom Brady until he got to New England. That's where the legend started. He might be from here, but there's nothing associated with his high school career that approaches the legendary.
Well, that's where I had Tiger Woods on. I wrote down about 40-something names, and I had Tiger Woods on there because he played at Stanford and won a bunch of amateur championships there, right?
Tiger Woods is a great person. It feels like a huge omission.
But like, again, does he feel Bay Area to you? He didn't to me. I was like, I can't have Tiger Woods on this list. Like, he's Southern California, if anything, or independent.
Well, I mean, if you need a golfer from the Bay Area, what about, what's his name?
Johnny
Majors is one of the best Bay Area athletes ever in Tennessee.
There you go. You're right about that. All right, let's just concentrate on the top three here. Curry, Rice, Monte. First of all, do either of you have a Niner rated higher than Jerry Rice? Would you?
No.
Would you have any Bay Area football player rated higher than Jerry Rice? Like Charles Woodson, for example.
No. No. I don't have anyone rated higher than Jerry Rice, but I had Ronnie Lott on my list. I just think Ronnie needs to be put in there. He's one of the greatest defensive players of all time, only guy to make a Pro Bowl nod at four different positions in the secondary. Like, to me, if you're not talking about the Niners in their dynasty without Ronnie Lott. So he made my list, and I probably had too many Niners in the top 10, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you did kind of fanboy.
That's okay, Ray. You know you like
I
that.
I didn't say – I merely stated a fact. I didn't make a value judgment on it, but you did fanboy.
So I know that you're only with us here today, Joe.
Yes.
You want to share your list, or do you have to wait till later in the week in a week in another show?
I guess I'm supposed to do it tomorrow. They're in my ear right now telling me I'm supposed to do it tomorrow. But honestly, there's a lot of overlap between mine and yours, Damon. And again, I wrestled with so many. Like, how does Gene Upshaw not get any love? Like, Gene Upshaw is one of the greatest players in NFL history. And I left him off. I wanted Plunkett on there because Ray brought him up. I said, man, he played at Stanford. He won Rookie of the Year with New England. He played for the Niners even though they stunk. And he won a Super Bowl with the Raiders. Like, I wrestled with Jim Plunkett for the longest time. And then I was thinking to myself, do I put Eckersley? He's only one of two guys to have 150 wins, 150 saves. Like, there's a lot of guys that I wanted on here. And it's just, it's hard. Top 10's top 10. And I didn't want to go an obscure sport. I wanted to go where, like, a lot of people would root for them. So I went with the main sports. I didn't even think of boxing, you know, Andre Ward. And the more I think about it, I'm like, oh, wow, I really omitted not having Andre Ward on
this. You mean
you
didn't think about women's beach volleyball?
No, I did not.
I mean,
no,
when I talk not. Bay Area sports, well, I mean, the amount of women's beach volleyball calls that we've gotten through the year, they just stack up one on top of each other on top of the other.
Well, and like the same thing could be said about Chris Wondolowski, right? He's the all-time MLS scoring leader. He's played for the San Jose Earthquakes, I think, his whole career, right, Ray? And I can't have him on my list. Like, I can't go on MLS, but I love the guys from Chico. Like, you got to
I'll tell you
who's
getting screwed here a little bit. Patrick Marleau.
I didn't have any Sharks.
Patrick Marleau.
I had Thornton higher than Marleau. Right? Is that wrong?
I will say this. Everybody except Major League Baseball's all-time home run leader and Willie McCovey. I don't know. O.J. Simpson never won a Super Bowl, did he?
No.
No.
Oh, no. No. The Bills.
Okay, so everyone on my list except three guys has a championship. Curry, multiple championships. Rice, multiple championships. Montana, multiple championships. Willie Mays. No, Willie Mays. Willie Mays never won a championship with the Giants.
1954, so, they lost to Cleveland. Yeah, they lost to Cleveland, right, Bob Feller?
Yeah, 1954, they swept them. Mays had the great catch against Vic Wertz in the opening game.
Okay, but that's New York.
Well, okay, but he did win a championship.
Okay, but again, not for San Francisco, he didn't.
Okay, well, I'm not yelling at you.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying that was my, you know, should he be, should he not be? Willie Mays has never won a championship in the city of San Francisco. Full stop, that's a fact. Ricky Henderson, titles.
No question.
Barry, title. Russell, titles. Durant, titles. Do you either of you have a problem with Curry being number one, my number one?
No,
the reason I put him there, I think Curry represents the greatest evolutionary step I've ever seen a sport take in my lifetime, any sport.
And the other part about Curry is it's the only sport where all of the fan base is united in supporting and rooting for that guy. Baseball, we obviously split, you know, A's and Giants fans. Football, you had Raiders and Niners. Even when the Raiders were gone, you had a pocket of Raider fans. So the Warriors are beloved by both sides of the Bay Area, every nook and cranny. So I don't have a problem with that. I love Steph Curry.
So here's what we got. We got more Giants schedule coming out. Bob Fesco from Kansas City is right around the corner. We're going to talk to him about the massive, massive deal. What, he's been moved? Bob Fesco's been moved to 5:30. Okay. Bob Fesco at 5:30 to talk about a $500 million deal for Patrick Mahomes agreed to today in terms of a contract extension. When we come on back, we still have much more coming up for you, though. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. Hold on, let me get their good old sponsor in. Oh, the sponsor was listen to the top 10 list, but you already know about that. Let's take a break. Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy in here on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
So I told you that I was bad at math and numbers, and I can prove it. When I submitted via email to the station my top 10 list, I had number 5 twice. I just read what the station pushed out, and they have Kevin Durant coming in as my honorable mention. I had him on my list. It's because I had two guys at number 5. So I even screwed up my own list. And if you want to leave Durant off of it, Okay, maybe that's my I don't know. I still don't feel good about my list. I'm going to change it before tomorrow. So you should just delete this tweet. I'm not done yet. I haven't decided I'm done yet.
You turned in the paperwork. It's like the SAT. Once you close the book, you're done.
No.
If you have the same guy twice or you have two number fives, then
I will make the rules for 95-7 the game, period, end of story. Nobody outranks me on this dial, period.
You should do the Benito. Go 0-9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then 0-9, then 10. What do you think?
Yes, that's what I should do. No, I will absolutely reserve the right to change my list at any time, and I'm changing it right now. I think OJ's off. Bump everyone. Take OJ off the list. Too controversial. I don't know. Here's the thing. I've already spent too much time. Let's get to what really matters, and that's sports happening today.
Ray, is that a ruler on the Zoom? Like, what are you, like, drawing with a protractor? What exactly are you doing right now?
What do you care?
Well, I mean, it looks very interesting. I'm interested. You're a man of mystery.
It's what I do to keep from killing myself.
Okay.
I guess we have to move on.
He's a doodler. He does. Ray loves drawing lines and graphs paper. It's a little Rain Man-ish, I got to be honest. But I, what could you possibly be keeping track of right now, Ray? I know you normally love
assignments. I get Lucas and Nash yelling in my ear, it's time to move on.
Oh.
So why aren't we moving on?
By the way, both Lucas and Nash are saying that you're lying.
Okay, well, and you're going to trust them because you're such a great judge of character that you thought O.J. Simpson was a good idea?
Fair enough. Into the Giants schedule we go. So the Giants open the season with 4 at the Dodgers. They then come home and will open against San Diego for 3, and then Texas comes to town for 3 before hitting the road. Colorado, Dodgers once again. Then they go to Houston. The Bay Bridge series will be August 14th through the 16th. Then, I guess the Bay Bridge series is not happening. Oh, no, it will return to Oakland. The Bay Bridge series in September 18th through the 20th will be in Oakland. Looking at the rest of these, the schedule, again, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Madison Bumgarner's first appearance against the Giants will be we don't know where Bumgarner is going to lie, but they play Arizona at home in late August and then come home and do it again in early September. They're at Arizona at the end of August. I guess the only thing that could be interesting if the Giants somehow find themselves in a conference, actually, they're going to suck, let's be honest. But Colorado, 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 San Diego, San Diego, San Diego. Last 7 games of the year, all at Oracle Park. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure. I've been told that the Giants' schedule is very, very important. So let me tell you what it is. Wasn't that great?
Wait a minute. Who told you it was important?
The guy in my ear.
Which one of those two congenital morons was in your ear when he said that?
It was Nash.
Oh, God. Why are you listening to him?
You see how quickly he turned on him right there? I mean, boy, you in the interrogation room, Damon, you wouldn't last a second. It was Nash. It's like right away.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm just trying to follow along. You know, I think that I'm the leader, but then I'm told, no. Bob Fesco's been moved, even though you specifically booked him, Damon. And we've already had the discussion that when you go out and you book someone on the show, that guest doesn't get moved. But here we are once again. I'm just trying to be friendly. I'm trying to play nice. Bob Fesco on a topic that is much more interesting than a baseball schedule for a season that damn well shouldn't even be played.
There are rumors circulating around my headphones that actually, Lucas is the one who moved the guest, so we can blame him.
Butch, what do you think about the schedule? There's a lot to 60 games. There's a lot to choose from. What game stands out most to you?
Well, you know, it's probably one of the 10 games against the Dodgers, to be honest with you. I'm thinking it's definitely one of those. Or The Bumgarner game. What game is it going to be in that series? I want Bumgarner versus Pablo. But
can we get the breaking news sounder? Give me the breaking news sounder. Breaking news. Breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news. Brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Conference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell.
We have breaking news. The Giants will be playing the Los Angeles Dodgers this upcoming this baseball season. They will be playing the Dodgers. They will also be playing division rival Madison Bumgarner.
Whoa!
With the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's an exclusive to 95.7 The Game. The Giants and Dodgers are rivals. I'll even go a step further and tell you that that goes all the way back to New York.
Wow.
Breaking news.
I'll go further than that. Your breaking news might be wrong because they might not get any games off.
Oh, why you got to do that?
Which is a reason why I was ready to go to Fesco instead of discuss this schedule as if it's actually going to happen.
Well, I have more Mahomes details if you'd rather do that.
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you about June, July, August. July, August, September.
My favorite games are going to be the 47 they'd never get to play.
What do you have more on Mahomes?
Okay. He will be paid $142 million by March of 2022, has a $34 million roster bonus in 23, will make $180 million by March of 23, and $222 million by March of 25. But after that, it's a year-to-year deal.
So by 2023, 180. So that's what, $60 million guaranteed over the next three. Essentially, am I hearing that correctly, Ray?
If they keep him through March of 25, it's $222 million.
Oh man!
But
220.
It's basically he's selling away his prime in real money during a pandemic before this cap kicks in again with a new TV contract. So they got basically 10 years of control or as much as they want of him and relatively low risk. So it's one of those team friendly deals.
Already underpaid. Already underpaid.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes. It is unbelievable. Today we have seen the first $500 million contract agreed to, and for the first time ever, the highest paid player in sports is a football player. That's according to Ian Rappaport. Now we have Ray say that, who is it again? Paris Saint-Germain?
Jason LaCanfora.
Well, Jason LaCanfora.
Oh, you mean who made the most money ever?
Yeah.
Or who had the biggest contract ever? Neymar.
Nomar? With the Red
Neymar,
Sox?
Nomar. You know, with the gloves. Getting in and out of the baddest box.
$600 million is more than a fraction of $500 million. And I don't know how big the fraction is.
Who's representing Messi? Shouldn't that guy be the highest paid player of all time?
Probably, except that Messi's never put himself up for auction the way that Neymar did.
There you go. Free agency, kids. Find it when you can.
Yeah. Everything is literally about timing and and attractiveness. There's a reason why Kirk Cousins makes as much money as he did. He was the best quarterback on the market the year he came on the market.
No doubt. Oh, wait. Has Andrew Baggerly apologized for sharing the Giants schedule yet?
No, I didn't see it from him first. I saw it from, I saw it first from Ahmed Fareed.
Okay. I keep on saying Andrew Baggerly is apologizing for correct information that he reports about Pablo Sandoval. It's happened like a couple years in a row here. And I don't know. So Baggerly, I like Andy Baggerly an awful lot. I really do. But he keeps on saying he's sorry for people reacting negatively to a picture that he shared. Pablo Sandoval, the picture that I saw, here's the deal. Let's take a quick break. And when we come on back, I will thoroughly break down Fat Boys like no one else is qualified to do. Having been a former member of the Fat Boy Club, bordering on re-entering thanks to good old COVID-19 quarantine, I know something about fat. I'm very comfortable in discussing fat. And we are going to discuss some fatness when we come on back here. what is our fattest, longest segment of the entire day. Commercial-free interrupted. Oh, yeah, baby. We got Fred Smoot joining us at 5 o'clock to talk about how Daniel Snyder's team is considering a name change like never before. The economic realities are looking at him in the eye, and that might get a bigger response than anything else. Nothing else has. We still have to get to Donald Trump just banging that racist drum and NASCAR saying, hey, buddy boy, stuff it. We ain't afraid of you no more. Very interesting. We're going to have all that. Bob Fesco at 5:30 this afternoon. And if he gets rescheduled before the end of today's show, I'm going to have to start punching people. Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy filling in this afternoon. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Damon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
What's the old saying in baseball? You're only as heavy as your batting average. I mean, that's true. It really is true. Having said all that, Pablo Sandoval has taken being overweight in baseball and stretched it as far as the profession would possibly allow it. Welcome back, Damon Ratto and Kolsky with the Butcher Boy. Joe Shasky filling in today, and it's great to have him along. There was a picture that Andrew Baggerly tweeted out over the weekend. It was Pablo Sandoval standing at third base. Again, weight issues have been riding shotgun with me my entire life. I was born about 20 pounds overweight, if you know what I mean. I'm qualified to talk about fat. I know what fat is. I have been fat. I've been less than fat. I've been extra fat. I've been not extra fat. I know what it is compared to any beauty standards right now in America. And an American Medical Association approved weight height chart. I still am fat. I still am. Somebody who's 6'2 should technically, according to the book, weigh about 185, 190 pounds. I am north of that. I know what I'm talking about when discussing fat boys. Pablo Sandoval is nothing short of the fattest man I've ever seen in a major league uniform. Full stop. That's the headline. It's not mean. It's not inaccurate. It's not a nasty thing to say. He signed up for this when he said, I'm going to be a professional athlete. Your physical statue is part of it. Andrew Baggerly has nothing to apologize for. If people wanted to take that picture and make fun of it, that's not him. Andrew Baggerly didn't make fun of him. Other people did. I'm not making fun of Pablo Sandoval. But I am telling you, he's much larger than Bartolo Colon, who wore the crown as fattest major leaguer I've ever seen with my own two eyes. For a moment, CC Sabathia seemed to be making an argument. Pablo Sandoval is, hey, you know, if he hits 280 and is a reliable switch hitter and it does all these, is the new. Here's to me. The thing is, here's what this looks like to me where I'm sitting from. It looked like Pablo Sandoval ate his way into hoping that the DH was going to come to the National League, and he's thrilled that it's here probably more than anyone.
Well, and Damon, the hard reality is that when Bochy and the Giants actually got him to take it serious when they did Camp Panda, he had his second best year in the bigs in 2011. He had a fantastic season in 2011. It was a bounce back career reclamation project. Like the proof is in the pudding. When he was in better shape, he was a better baseball player. Like I don't think you should be ashamed saying that out loud. Like, isn't it kind of like the reality?
Yes. These are facts. No human should carry an extra 60 pounds on their frame. Many do. Great for you. But don't pretend that it's the healthy, right choice to be making. It's the burden that you carry with you through for whatever reason. This isn't about body types or body shaming. I'm not talking about anyone here who isn't a professional athlete. Pablo Sandoval's a professional athlete. He checked the box of, I should care about my physical conditioning way before anyone else did.
That's how he gets paid.
Yeah, it's been a problem for him. It continues to be a problem for him. And it has reached event horizon. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I think that you know, Giants, you know, new manager. I'm blanking on the man's
Kapler.
Name. Okay, thank you very much. Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler is literally like the buffest manager in the history of major. I would say that Gabe Kapler probably looks better naked than anyone who ever said, I'm a coach of a team. Like, that's how ripped and shredded Gabe Kapler has been, is, and continues to be. And that guy is just like, yeah, well, you know, Pablo, I'm just, you know, he's still great. I mean, no, it's not good. You can't look at Pablo Sandoval stretching his buttons like elastic and say, oh, that's good. That's fine. We really hope for the best. I mean, come on, man. Are we so tolerant that we're tolerating this now? Is that it?
Well, and if we're being really honest, Damon, and I'm serious, just for a shred of honesty here, there's a lot of health concerns that come from being that overweight for him as a young man. Like that's, there are some legitimate health concerns in this particular environment that we're living in right now, where I would think that he would want to be a little more cognizant of what his body type is, because he's making himself more susceptible to this unbelievable disease that is roaming around here without. I don't know. I feel for Pablo, because I've had major empathy for the guy for his entire career. I really have. He's someone that I root for and I really like. And it just stinks, because I feel like he kind of robbed himself of an incredible career he could have had. I mean, that rookie year was promising.
If the Giants are this troubled, they should release him. Otherwise, they should do what the Giants did when Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian were in charge, which was try to get him to follow a diet, give him a nutritionist. And if that doesn't work, then they should do what they did once before, which is, okay, go sign with the Red Sox. And even at that, they didn't mind it, because they tried to match the Red. In fact, they offered more money than the Red Sox did.
Yes.
So to me, yeah, he may be unsightly as major leaguers go. But as long as the Giants want him, if they want him at something else, they need to provide either an incentive or some sort of punishment that will resound with him. I think we've seen over the years that when he's called out for his weight, he tends to eat more, because I think that's part of the problem with his disease. And that's what this is. And yeah, should he have better discipline? I suppose. But without the Giants saying, you can't play for us if you look like this, then what's the incentive?
Pablo Sandoval has what disease, Ray? What disease is he suffering from? Obesity. Overeating? That's not a disease.
It's not overeating. It's obesity.
More of a bad habit than a disease, right?
Well, I'm just telling you what medical people determine it to be.
I'm more inclined to
believe
with Ray.
And I'm deferring to them on all subjects body-wise.
There is something psychological with the guy where he's just there's something about it, man. Look, his body is how he makes money. I mean, we're seeing this play out in the PGA Tour right now, where Bryson DeChambeau changed his entire physique so he could hit the ball farther, okay? Pablo Sandoval did the exact opposite. His body should be his temple. That's how he gets paid. That's how he gets money. If he was cognizant about how many years he had left in the bigs, he should have been taking advantage of this opportunity that he had with the Giants as in second life. Like, it went so bad in Boston, he was swinging at a pitch in the dirt, and his belt buckle exploded. And it made the rounds on the internet. This was, what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago? I don't even know what to say at this point.
If it bothers the Giants, they should get rid of him. If it doesn't bother them, it doesn't bother them. Bartolo Colon has played for 12 teams, and he's looked like this for every minute of it. If Pablo Sandoval hits 280, it doesn't matter. They're not asking him to be the third baseman anymore.
Yeah, no, look, you are what your batting average says you are. But this whole, like, let's pretend that this is normal and not worth criticism, because who are we to criticize? What are you, seriously? I mean, it's like pretending that rain on your wedding day is good luck. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's the lie you're going to tell yourself to explain away the terrible development that is rain on your wedding day.
when I looked through the Baggerly timeline, the sense I got was that he was reacting to the cruelty of the comments. Because let's face it, social media, you know, allows people to be incredibly scurrilous bullies because they can hide behind, you know, false avatars and fake names. And that was the sense I got, that he thinks he sort of unwittingly leashed this torrent of abuse upon him. And if he wants to apologize, that's fine. I mean, he has his own sensibilities and, you know, everybody deals with that. But
you're doing your job, Andy. You're doing your job. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, he did. But I think he also knows that, you know, there are people out there who are going to take that and use it, you know, to be hateful. And it bothered him. I mean, it just did. I don't think he did anything wrong either. And I don't think ultimately he thinks he did anything wrong. I think he's reacting to the reaction.
Fair enough. But I mean, we now live in a world where we have to pretend that this is like, oh, yeah, this is good, man. It's just fantastic. It's not. And the man has probably cost himself, you know, an awful lot of opportunity to be a much better player than he is. And he's been pretty damn good. I mean, he rolled out of bed a hitting machine for a little while there.
Damon, it cost him the 2010 opportunity to be starting at third base in the World Series. Like, he lost his job to Juan Uribe. Do people not forget that? Like, it was so bad that year, and it went to, he had an awesome rookie year at 20-something jacks, I want to say, in 09. 2010, he literally ate himself off the roster. Like, that's what happened. And then, obviously, 2011, it was awesome. He got himself back in shape. And then 2012... he started to fluctuate, and you started to see this the weight become an issue. And then he hits the three jacks. You know, he hits the three jacks in the World Series game. And he just, I don't know, man. I wish he would have taken his body a little more, been able to keep it better in shape, because I do feel like we were robbed of seeing a guy be a switch hitting, hover around 300, 20 home run a year guy. Like, that's what I thought he was going to be in the bigs. And we really never got that from him.
We'll have much more on this throughout the week. I can promise you, as the baseball season tries to get going, I'm sure we'll return to this topic. But right now, who would have ever thought the topic of Daniel Snyder might change that football team's name after all would really be on the table? Who would have ever thought that the state of Mississippi would take the Confederate flag off of the state flag? Our next guest knows a little something about playing football in Washington, and he knows a little something about Mississippi as well. We're very happy to welcome in Fred Smoot as we get into our 5 o'clock hour here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.